bless you all. It's a privilege and honor be with you all again. After 2 years, I met you in 2009, last time. And thankful to God, you know, who opened door for me. And I'm not here to teach you, you know, I'm here to learn from all of you, because when I flew from India, I have many empty buckets and you are refilling it, you know. And thankful to Mr. Donnie and Mrs. Patty for inviting me, and you too for keep praying for us. And God is great, you know, we all know. And my teacher, Mr. Sangat Singh Bains, his family, my family, and all the believers of India, they send their love and greetings to all of you. And I'm learning English, you know, because we speak Hindi in India, so I'm learning. So there might be, if there will be any mistake, so please forgive me and teach me, you know, after the fellowship. You know, because practice makes a man and a woman perfect, you know. And it's an honor and privilege to be with you all. And I just asking God, you know, what to share with you. And I was about to, then God put in my heart to share Proverbs 3:5 you already shared. But we know, you know, God has a big bank, you know, like He can give us anything, anytime, you know. So, and, you know, we were, and, you know, like, I'm really enjoying the fellowship, and I felt like I'm in India. Because we have the same fellowship, like, you have wonderful testimonies, we have the same testimonies, wonderful songs, you know, and we have the wonderful songs over there. But there is only one difference, you know, in between India fellowship and US fellowship, that you sit on the stairs and we sit on the couch, or on the floor, you know. That's the only difference. Otherwise, same heart for God, you know. So I'm really enjoying it, and I'm here for around 2 months, and I miss my family, but I have another, you all are my family, and receiving so much love from all of you. And we know, you know, about the God, you know, but in Hindi, there is a word for God, it says Parmeshwar, you know, and it, like in the grammar, sometimes we put two words, join them, and then it makes one word. You know, I don't know the words in English, but I know in Hindi. And it means the most high God. So Param means the most, plus Ishwar, God, the most high God. So people in India, you know, they know about God and Goddess, but they don't know about the most high God, because they go to their God and Goddess and think that He is the one, you know, who is running the world. But even though, you know, they wake up at 4 a.m., worship them, you know, but no benefits, praying for 2 hours, 3 hours. But, you know, like somebody has to, because we knew, you know, we know the God desire that all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. But God's, we know God will never come back, come on the earth and preach His word. He might come, you know, but He knows some, if when God comes in this room, but we know, and He says, how are you, my sons and daughters? We'll be happy. Oh, it's God. What about when He goes to a temple where people don't know about God, they don't have a spirit of Christ in them. And God says, how are you? And many of them, they die. He says, because they never see it. They never see God. And many of them run away. Oh, it's a devil. Who is there? You know, or what is this? So, but that's why God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. It's we are Christ, you know, because like if I tell you, you know, have you ever seen, you know, the sun, which is on the Mars? It's triangle. Do you believe or not? I said, you know, like there is a sun mm-hmm. in the Mars, like Mercury, Mars, Earth, like the planet, mm-hmm. planet Mars mm-hmm. has a sun and it's triangle. Will you believe or not? Well, how can you say no? Have you ever visited Mars? No. Then how can you say no? You can't say no, because nobody visited. And I say, there are like 2 stars, and they are big. Will you believe? But no answer. You might be believed, you might not be believed. So what God says, you know, that's why God has given His word. And He has given all of us the ministry of reconciliation. God will never send an alien to preach the word. You know, even when Jesus Christ came, he didn't have like 5 eyes here, and 1 here. Yeah. He was like us, you know, so that we can see, oh yes, the works He does, I can do the same work. When He can walk, I can walk. When He can drink the water, I can drink the water. When He can heal the sick, I can heal the sick. So that's why, you know, God has mentioned, and we see the wonderful signs and wonders, you know, about the one true unseen God. And, you know, like, and people in India, when they, and we pray for them, because we know we cannot reach the people because they are Hindus, Sikhs, Muslims, and also the Christians in India and Buddhists. So I know if I go out and go door to door to knock their door and say, do you want to know about one true God? They will kick me out. They say, we have already God in my home. But it's very difficult, and especially in summers, it's 118. So for me to please the word in the noon, it's very difficult. So, but God gives us the word very, He always gives us easy work. You know, I have a son, 4.5 years, and I need to move this table, and will I tell him, can you move this table from here to there? Will I tell him? No, even I don't think about it, because I know he cannot do it. But Mr. Don is there, or Wallace is there, what I'm going to do. So I request, please, brother, can you move it? And they take like 3 hours for them, both of them, to take this chair, table to here to over there. Does it take 3 hours for you? 3 seconds. Because they are able, they can do it. The same thing which God has given the work is the easy work, you know. But the problem is, like as he shared Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Jehovah. And the problem is how we can trust the Jehovah. We cannot see Jehovah, God. But we know, who is he? He's the Spirit. But we cannot see him. But we can see, like if you go outside in the summers, how do you come to know it's summer? And say, oh, it's very hot. That's make your picture clear. Because you cannot see the wind, but you can feel it. When you go outside and say, oh, it's very cold, what does it mean? The beginning of the winters. And how we can know God? You know, when we see the sun, it rises up every day in the morning and goes down. And if you think, if how perfectly God made a distance between the earth and the sun, if the sun is a little closer to the earth, have you ever seen the grilled chicken? You know, we all like the grilled chicken, you know? And if it's little further, what happens? We'll have vanilla ice cream in her restaurant, frozen. We will be like ice cream. So who is there, you know? Somebody is there. It's not by chance. Scientists, they say, you know, it happens. There was explosion, and by chance, there was earth. But it's not that. You know, when you go outside at night and you see the stars, what do? You know, when you come back from the work and you have shirt and you take off your shirt and hang it where? On the wall? No, you need a hook, you know, to hang it. Have you ever seen a hook in the sky? How the stars are hanging over there? No, who is there? And we know, we all went to the school, the stars are 7 or maybe more than 8-9 times bigger than the earth. But they never fell down. And who is this? There is a power, you know. So we share with God and we ask God what to share with them. And then it really helps them to start thinking about them. And we know in the world, it's a universal fact. People everywhere in India, US, wherever, Japan, they have problems. But sometimes they find the temporary solution. But we know we have one permanent solution. It's God. But if you go for the solution, we have to pay. But if you go to God, it's free. So it's up to us. We want free or like we want to spend our money. So in India, you know, people, they learn, you know, go to God and it's more benefit. Even go to the doctor. So I want to share a testimony with you, you know, because you all were sharing and I remind a testimony. That before I leave for the US, I think in 14th of May, my mother, she had some problem. And my aunt, she was visiting to us and she knew, she came to know that she's having some trouble, some pain. And she said, why don't you go to the doctor? And she said, I don't want to go to the doctor. I have a big doctor. It's God. He can heal me. But she really insists her, you know, you have to go with me and for the checkup. But she said, no, I don't want to go to the doctor because I have to pay him and I don't want to pay him. I don't want to spend my money. So, and I know if I go to him and then again, he might give the bad, or bad information that this has happened. And I know at last, when doctor cannot do anything, they say in India, oh, I'm sorry, you know, you're sickness, your disease is so big, I can't heal it. It's better to go to God. So I know, at last, he will give me the big doctor address. It's God. So why should I go there, spend my time, waste my time, waste my money? But she really insists her, and she said, okay then, if you're insisting, but I'm not going to pay. She said, don't worry, I pay. And she said, okay, and then she She went to the doctor and he had an x-ray, and he came after after 2 days they went back again for the report, and the doctor said, I'm sorry, I have a bad news for you. So, and then my aunt was a little worried and said, what happened? He said, you have problem in your kidneys. But don't worry, you will be healed. But we know if there is a problem in the kidneys, it never heals. It goes, it spread more and more and more. So my aunt was more worried compared to my mother. She was happy. She said, no, I know what is, nothing has happened. She came back. And we know, because as we, in the beginning, we know like what God says, God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So we all are moving whose words? God's word. If I work for Mr. Donnie, and he does the paint work, and I'm an employee, and there is no paint to paint the cars, I will be happy because he gave me a contract for a year that either there's a work or not, I will pay you every month. So I will be happy, thank you God, not giving the paint, because I have to work. But I know he's smarter than me. He put all the stocks before, signing me the contract. The same thing with God, if we are working for whom? We are working for God. We are moving His word, because God says the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are exceeding labor of all? No. Few. So she said, I am one of your labor, God. It's okay. If you want me to die, I'm happy. But you have minus. You don't have add. You have minus for labor. But I know, I can do. I command my kidneys to work properly in the name of Jesus Christ. And she confessed and she got healed and she threw all the meditation because she knew when she got healed, why do you need a meditation? Then I flew for US, 17th of May. And she has to go, I think, 18th or 19th for the checkup again after 2 weeks, maybe a week or 2 weeks. And she went back there, and I don't know, because I was in U.S. And in the evening, and because it's morning here, it's evening in India. We are like 12 and a half hour ahead from you. So then we have Skype, and we can see each other. And I was about to ask my mother, how are you? But when I saw her, a big smile on her face, I came to know the report. What is the report? And then, but I asked her, how are you? And she said, oh, I'm fine, Again, the doctor took my x-ray, and he took the report after 2 hours, and he was rubbing his eyes, he was shaking his head. He said, I don't know what happened. I have your previous report. It has damage in your kidneys, both of the kidneys. But this report says you have a kidneys working like a newborn baby. I don't know what happened. And my aunt, she was really surprised. She said, what happened? Because she was with her. She was the one who took her, sister to go to the doctor. And then, they were about to come back from the doctor. And then my aunt asked, doctor, are you sure? Is it the right report? He said, yes, I have. Hit my computer twice. Is it working properly or not? So then she said, do you have some meditation for her? He said, why should I give her meditation when there is no problem? Yeah. Go back, and she's absolutely fine, and don't need to come back. No need to spend your money. And she came back. So why? Because we serve the Most High God. He's the one who has promised us to give us the good health and good wealth. We know 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, that, beloved, I wish above all what he was. Like my father, when I born, my father never thought about that one day my son will be a poor man. Will he think about it? No. Even though I am worse in the study, I got always E in my grades. But even though he has a great desire for me to be an engineer, to be a doctor, what about God? And we know, if you read Genesis 1:1, what does it say? So I will read for you in the beginning, Genesis 1:1. And it says, in the beginning, God created hospitals and jails. I have Indian Bible, maybe it doesn't say like this. It says, in the beginning, God created heaven, where God dwells, in the heaven. And for us, for whom? For us, to we have prosper and good life. So we have to think in our mind that why God has made the earth. And why there we have hospitals. Why? Because people, they got disconnected with God. Yeah. they have like substitute things, you know, and they go there. And same thing in India. But when even the doctor or maybe the boss, he says, sorry, we have economic down, you have to quit your job, I have to fire you, I have to kick you out, then they have no other solution. When they have the good jobs, oh, I'm happy, I don't need God. But when at the last, they come to about God. So we, that's why, you know, like, if we stay connected with God all the time, even we are happy. And when God is with us, we don't have sorrows. We always have good thing, you know. And it's like same with me, you know, when I was like youth, now I'm 30. And I really prayed to God for give me this, give me that, and God gave me everything. But one day, you know, I went to the fellowship and my teacher, Mr. Sangha Singh Bains, he was sharing about God desire, what God wants. And, you know, like, and we asked, when I was asking God for myself, and he gave me everything. But I never thought about it, that God also wants something from us. And what he wants, that all men to be saved. You know, the formula, the God desire, and how we can please him. You know, if I need something from my dad, and he likes pineapple cake, and I want like $20 from him, but I know if I ask him, he have thousands of questions, and he might give me or he might not give me. But I know that if I make a wonderful pineapple cake for him and give it to him, he'll be happy. And I just does. And he eats. He was so happy. Oh, thank you so much. I really loved it. And I said, Daddy, I need to ask you something. I said, what? Can I have $20? Oh, he said, yes. And he gave me 50. You know? Because I pleased him. I asked 20. He gave me 50. You know? It's the same thing with God. When we please him, you know what happens? We'll have everything. But the problem is how we are going to win the laborers. It's so easy, you know. It says in the next verse, pray to the Lord of the harvest and God will send us laborers. Then again, problem is, how many of you can pray? My son, 4.5, he can pray. So again, God is not a respecter of any man. Man and a woman, boy and a girl, youths and adults, for everybody, no excuses. But it's up to us. If we want abundant life from God, if we start working for him, God can bless us with everything. So then, you know, I really decided to work for God. I said, okay, God, but God, I'm a student. If I move your word, when I'm going to study? So it was my question, you know. So then I asked, then I prayed for this. And then next day, you know, I learned Japanese, and it's like second toughest language in the world. And I was learning Japanese, and I saw a great change, you know. I learned the lesson, whole lesson in half an hour. And it took 4 hours before for me to to learn my one chapter. And then I have 3.5 hours. So I can play, you know, I can go outside and read the word and go to my teacher. And then, you know, I saw that again, next day, same thing happened. Then I had my exams. And one month I couldn't able to go to my school, my college, Japanese college, because I had my some work. My cousin was getting married and I had to work for her. And then after a week I had an exam. And then I have to learn like 300 questions. And then again I asked God, you know, you help me. And then, you know, and I learned 30 questions. And when I went there to give my exams, all the questions which I learned, only those questions came in the word. And I have 25 students in my class. When we had a result, only 3 of them got pass in the examination. 22 got flunk, failed. And I was the only one who got the highest mark in the school, in the class. So why? I just decided, even I didn't pray for labors. I just decided, okay, God, I want to please you. Just deciding in small thing, God gave me so much favor. So when I do it, what happens? Then I really made my desire, and then I began to pray for laborers. And then God opened door for me to go to Japan. And I went to Japan. But again, before I was finding a guy to send me to Japan, he asked like $10,000 for me to send me to Japan for the visa. But when I really desired to work for God, somebody called me and said, I know, you know, you are learning Japanese. And I want a guy who can work for me, translation. And he took me to Japan. And then he pays. So I saw a great, then I didn't quit my Japanese. I'm very good in Japanese. But what happened? God started sending laborers in front of me. And then I had a job. Then again I said, God, I want to work for you. And please send me laborers. But God never told me, oh, Ashish, if you have to work for me, I'm sorry. You have to leave your job. You have to go back to Japan. Oh, from India. Japan to India. No, he sent me labor in Japan. He sent me labor when I came back in India. Because I saw it so easy for God. So just what we have to do, just expect. We sang a wonderful song. It says, expect miracles once in a day, once in a year. That is, no, every day. You know, expect miracle when you pray. And pray means what? We know, like Luke 18, great desire for everything, for the finances, for the good job, you know, for laborers. And then I came back, and then again I prayed for a good job. God really gave me a good job. But the problem is the time. I don't have time. So I said, God, this time I want a job, you know, in which I want to work for you too. But I need the finances too. So you help me. So one of my friends, he came to me and he said, Ashish, I know you learned the Japanese, so this is the address. And this company needs a Japanese translator. I went there, I knocked the door, and my boss says, please come inside. And I greet him. He says, Ashish, please have a seat. Then I sat down. And he said, hey, Ashish, do you know, I think you don't need to work every day. You know, just, I have worked for 15 days in a month, and 15 days you can enjoy with your family. Mm-hmm. And then I was worried, because if I have to work for 15 days, the salary will be for 15 days. Mm-hmm. Then he said, you know, I'm sorry, I can give you this much salary. And it was the same amount of salary, which my friends does 30 days job and get mm-hmm. the salary. And I'm very thankful to God. See, again, the benefit. Walking with God, it's a benefit. And then they took me to the Rishikesh. You know the Rishikesh, you know. Because they have yoga and meditation center. And Japanese, they come. I have to bring them over there and translate, you know, what they say to him, what they teach to them. And again, Japanese, if they pay you for 8 hours, they will never let you go. Even 1 minute before. Or they don't keep you a minute after, you know. Uh-huh. So I said, God, now you open door. Then, you know, God really melt their heart. And they said, Ashish, why are you coming here all the day? I have to be with them for 15 days. And they said, just give me your phone number and I will call you if I need anything. I have to work only half an hour. Just go there and check how they are. And sometimes they say, why are you coming? Traveling, just go back to the hotel. And I stayed in the hotel. Then again I said, God, I'm getting bored here. No work, nothing, you know. So do something for me. I'm thankful to God, thankful to you for blessing me with the finances. But I prayed for you, to work for you. Then a believer, his name is Raju, the Shampur guy, you know, we had a fellowship over there. He called me. He says, my name is Rajinder. And I said, how are you? I said, how are you? He said, I'm fine. I said, I don't know who you are. He said, I got your number from Delhi. And, you know, I'm a believer. Can I come and visit to you and inquire? Do you come often visit here or just once in a year? I said, no. Every month I come here for 15 days. So he inquired everything. Then he came and we had a fellowship with him. And then he was so excited. He says, can you stay with me? You don't need to stay in the hotel. But I said, no, my company pays, so I'm enjoying here. But he really insisted me, and he got angry. He said, no, you have to come with me. Then I said, okay, then if you want, I can go with you. Then he put my suitcases, and he has a scooter. And I drove back to there, and I checked out from the hotel. And in the morning, you know, we had good fellowship, like his family. But in the evening, 20 people came. And he said, you know, share the word with them. And I was a little sweating because I don't have any plans, you know, what I'm going to share with them. But I'm really thankful to my teacher that he, from the first day, connected us with God. You know, then I share the word with them. And I was 18, 20 at that time. And good learning, good practice, you know, sharing the word. And then, you know, God really saved my money for the hotel because my company pays for the hotel mm-hmm. bill. And then, because I'm staying with him. So plus money, you know, over there. And then, Japanese, you know, in US, I have seen, you know, because I visited, you took me to the hotels, you have a custom of giving the tips. Mm-hmm. In Japan, there is no custom of tip. You know, they never give you tip. And that's why my colleagues, they don't like to work with the Japanese. So, but when they go back, they give me $50, $100, you know, every time. And they were so angry with me, you know, he said, what happened? Why they gave you the tip? They never give me the tip. Did you teach them? Did you do something? Please teach me so that I can convince them. You know, so I said, I don't do anything. But I did convince to God, you know, so I saw a great benefit just working with God. And then, you know, then I came back and then God gave me time to move his word. And then, my dad started the fellowship, and there were no laborers, you know. Again, the problem is no laborers. So, but we have 9 people live in one home, like in India, we don't have nuclear families. We live together with the father and with the parents. And my dad said, okay, we'll start the fellowship. Either there is nobody there or there is many, I will start. So he started the fellowship. We were the only one in the fellowship. But everybody start praying for labor. And sometime my father, he used to share the word, but when there was nobody in the room. Then my mother, she says, are you okay? Why are you sharing the word? And to whom you are sharing the word? You know, he said, I'm sharing with the walls. And because he said, because we know when we read the Old Testament, there was a prophet, I forget his name, Eliza or maybe Elisha. One day, you know, the servant, he came out and he saw the army surrounding to their hut. I don't know, you know, cottage, what is this? And he said, Master, you know, the army surrounded us. And he went outside. And he says, God, open his eyes so that he can see that who is with us. Mm-hmm. So why he would able to see the chariot, the horses with the chariot with the fire? Why the servant is not? Because, you know, when you go outside and you have like small ant in front of your door and a big elephant in front of your door, which animal you are going to see first? The big thing, you know. So because all 24/7, he has spiritual glasses. And he didn't see the armies because they were like an ant. He saw God's power, which was on the back with the chariot with the fire. So he prayed, God, you give him the glasses so that he can see your power. So my dad prayed for my mother, for us, because we used to make fun of him. We think when the labor comes, then we share. But he shared in the room and he says, I am seeing hundreds of believers in my room. I'm sharing with them. So sometimes we think he's like out of mind, but you know, like, and then came back, and then we started in the word, but it really came to pass. When he believed, and he prayed, and we were praying. And now we have like thousands of believers just in Delhi. You know, it's a little state. And many, many wonderful believers, you know, outside the Delhi, different states. And that it started with the one, you know, again. And it's so simple again. And sometimes we think, oh, he's this little boy, how he can move the word. Let him study. You know, my father, he always inspired me. Hey, Ashish, even though you are studying, good. You can move the word. You can run your fellowship. You know, but sometimes we say, oh, my son, like, he's a little, let him study. When he grows up, when he finishes study, then he'll move the word. Because he needs to concentrate. No, if he work for God, then God will bless him with everything. So I began to pray for the laborers because I saw my father. When God sent him laborers, he can send me to me. So then a lady came with her son. And he's like 8 year boy, you have seen them when you visited to our fellowship. He was there, and whenever he comes to learn the word of God, whenever his mother comes to learn the word of God, he comes with her, and he has a DS, like Indian version of DS, like video game, and he all the time he just play, you know. And I know he's not listening the word. I just share with the mother that you have Christ, you can run the fellowship, even you don't if you know this much, it doesn't matter, because the Spirit of Christ in you. You can run your fellowship, you can pray for laborers. So next month, you know, again we are a fellowship as you have, and Mr. Donnie has asked for the testimony. My dad, he asked, is there any testimony? And the little boy, he raised his hand. So we thought he might be a testimony. He prayed for a pencil. God gave him pencil. He prayed for a game, and mother gave him a game. But when he finished his testimony, it blew the mind of all the believers and the leaders, even mine. And I learned from this boy, and not only I, all the leaders were there. And he shared his testimony that because he was weak in the studies, so he needs to go to the private tutor after the school. And one day he was going to the tutor, and he knocked the door. And tutor opened the door, and she was crying and crying and crying. And he said, why are you crying? And she said, you know, my mother, she got high diabetes, out of control. And she got admitted in the hospital yesterday night. And the doctor says, I'm sorry, we cannot do anything. She will be die any time. And she lost her eyes because of diabetes and lost her hearing power. And she said, she's like 25 year young girl. And then he went inside and he said, don't worry, teacher, my God can heal your mother. And he said, what do you mean by your God? I pray the same God. I worship the same God which you worship. He said, no, my God is different than your God. And she said, how? And he said, you know, if there'll be earthquake, he will come down, he fell down, he breaks. When he cannot save himself, how he can save you and your mother? But my God, you know, he's an unseen God, you cannot see him. And like with more details, and why we cannot see him? Because it says, he's shared like John 1:18, that no man hath seen God at any time. So he asked her, have you ever seen the God? She thought and she said, no. What about your mother or father? Have you ever seen God? No. Your grandparents? No. Then again the question is, why we cannot see God? Because John 4:24, it says, God is a spirit. You know? So again, the thing I shared with you, the wind, and he shared with her, and it really blessed her. And then he said, what is this? And she, because we have fan, we have hot, 118, 15. So she said, it's a fan. He said, if something wrong in the fan, can you fix it? And she said, no, I cannot fix it. Then he said, who can fix it? And she said, the guy or the mechanic who made it. So then we have a light, that you have light. And he said, if something happened wrong in the light, can you fix it? And again she said, no, I cannot fix it. And he said, who can fix it? And she says, the one who made it. So then he said, what is this? And she said, it's our body. Then he said, who can fix it? Doctor or a God? Then she was quiet because she didn't have an answer. Again, after a few seconds, he asked, who can fix it? Then finally she realized, that yes, God can fix it. But she didn't believe, but the boy, he said, okay, I minister heal for your mother. He command the diabetes to go away just now from the root. And the eyes, come back, and the hearing power come back. And then the teacher said, thank you. And said, please don't come for 2 days. And he was happy because he don't need to study, And he was quite happy. He came back and he shared with his mother. He enjoyed 2 days just playing. And after two days, mother wants to go with him because she wanted to comfort the teacher. So mother and the son, they both went there. And they knocked the door and the same girl opened the door. And this time she has a big smile on her face. She grabbed both of them and put it to her mother's room. And said, she's my mother. And she said, mother, he's the boy who prayed. Because they are Hindus, they don't know about God, minister healing, but he did my command. So he's the boy who minister healed to you. So when she said, mother, he's the boy. So what does it mean? She can listen.
Right.
She heard her daughter. And when she said, here's the boy, he's the boy. What does it mean? She looked at him. She can see. And she had like legs this much swollen. Swelling? Mm-hmm. And then the mother hugged the boy and she was crying and said, thank you so much for saving my life. Mm-hmm. And then mother, because he doesn't have a Bible. The boy doesn't have a Bible. He's 8 years old. So his mother even didn't buy a Bible because she thought, he's a boy. He can't read the Bible. Let him play. Let him do what he wants to do. So, and the mother really thanked the mother of the boy and the mother of the boy, the believer mother lady, she shared the word. And this is a testimony, the boy sharing the fellowship, and we were so blessed. And then my dad says, okay, then sit down. He said, no, I have one more testimony. So we said, okay. And then this word, this second part he shared, it blessed everybody. It blessed, the testimony also blessing. He said, I prayed for one laborer. So nobody expected an 8-year boy pray for laborers. And then I said, in my heart, I never taught him. And other leaders, they said, what is this? But it's a great learning for everybody. So, and everybody, when they stood up and they shared their testimony, he said, I want a laborer like this boy. And next month, when we have fellowship, we have more 25, 30 people came in the word. Because each of them prayed for one laborer. God, you send us. When you can send a laborer to 8-year boy, you can send it to me. If my father, he bought a chocolate for my sister and a candy for me, and he gave, and he called both of us, and we sat down on the couch, and he was sitting over here, and he said, here is a chocolate for you. And he gave me a candy. This is for you. And I like chocolate. So I will be not blessed at that time. But I know my father is sitting in front of me. I cannot take for her. But for a second, he just went to drink a water. I had a good slap and gave me the chocolate. And she started crying and crying. Then my father ran back. He said, what happened? She said, he stole my chocolate, But it's not my fault. It's my dad's fault. He didn't bring for me. But he realized, he did a mistake, not I. Because from next day, whenever he bring chocolate, he brought two. And whenever he brings a candy, he brought two. So same thing, same God we have. And same God, the God of boy, has the same God as mine. That he inspired me, then I also begin praying, God, you send me laborers. Because I knew, if you send me labor, you give me a time from my job. If you send me a labor, you will provide the finances. And if you send me a laborer, you will give me a good health so that I can share the word. If I'm sick, how can I, when he comes to me, how can I share the word? You know, so when we work for God, his God says, I will take care of you for everything. Just, that's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then all things shall add it, follow unto you. They run towards you. But when we see the circumstances, you know, it's not that we are seeking God first. And then all things shall not be added unto you. So this is a condition. God says it's up to you. You know, when you plan to come for the fellowship, you just thought about it and you came up here? No. You drove. You know, or somebody has a lack of little less gas. You, what you did first? You went to the gas station and fill it. And then you come. What you did? You did something. Same thing. God says, then that's why I learned a lot from you, because you share your testimony. If you don't fill your gas, how can I learn from you? You will not hear. So same thing. God says, you know, if you pray, seek me, the kingdom of God, seek me. It does. God never say, quit your jobs, quit your work. No. He says in everything, if you go to the gas station, you pray, God, I am filling my tank. But it gives like less average. You said, God, I know. This time I will have the best average in my car. The, you know, it runs more miles. And when you go, like she shared with you, when I go to the, for the shopping, I said, God, I don't want 50% discount, I want 90% discount. And we had there, you know, like $2. I bought like jeans for my son, like shorts. So it's so easy, you know, for everything, because we are pleasing him. And now it's his headache. We made our headache his headache to supply all our needs. But when we start thinking about, how I'm going to fill my tank? I don't have money in my pocket. How I'm going to win the laborers? You know, there is nobody in my area. God says, no. Again, because you start helping me. And so that's why God says, don't help me. Your part is just ask me. And my part is let you work. I remember like one small testimony and I'll finish because I don't want to take a long time. So it's like, you know, one day when my son, he got two years old, I bought like three tire bicycle, small one for him. And he really loved, he enjoyed and just riding on it. And one day one of the screw got loose. And then I came to know, and then I said, okay, today I will just fix it so that he can ride, he can enjoy his ride. So I opened my toolbox and put all the tools out, the keys, you know, to tie the screw. And I was about to tie it. My son, he saw me that I'm fixing his bicycle. He ran towards me and he picked one tool and tried to help me. So I put the key in the screw. He put his key and my key came out. And he doesn't know how to just tie it. And I was a little angry. I said, why don't you sit on the couch and let me work? And then he said, then he went back. He was sad. He went back. And then after a few seconds, he came back again and tried to help me. So it happened like 3-4 times. He helped me. But as much as he was helping, I was getting late. Because I put the key on the screw. He put his key and it comes out. So I said, but he came with his great heart. You know, he loves me. He wants to help me. That's why he came. But the key is he doesn't know how to do it. So finally I was a little angry and I raised my voice and said, go and sit on the couch. When I call you, then come back. So as he sat down for 5 minutes, I just fixed it. And then I learned, came to know, that I learned, God taught me that why I was not having laborers before, because I was helping God, as my son was helping me. You know, because I don't know how to do it. And for the finances, same thing. I was worrying. Once I pray, then again, the worry, from where the finances come? Again, you're helping God. You know, for the health. I did minister healing for myself. But the report says like this. Again, you're helping God. You will not let him work. So when, as he shared, just let him do anything. Sit on a couch, watch movie, you know, eat popcorns, you know, enjoy your weekend. Let him work. Let him do the hard work. And our work, so he gave his our part. Our part is just give thanks. And why we give thanks? Like Mr. Donnie. You know, he visited to our home and I gave like $1 for my son to bring a Coke for him. And I know the rate. That's why I gave him, I know the Coke, he sells, the shopkeeper sells $1 for one Coke. And I gave him, that's why I gave him $1. And he goes and came back with a Coke and said, Daddy, give me $1 more. And I said, why do you want $1 more? He said, because he's charging $2 for a Coke. Then I will be angry because he's cheating me. The rate is mentioned $1, but he's charging $2. He's not an honest man. So, but there's only one shop, so I will give my son $1 more to give it him back. And I came back and I blessed him. And then he went back and I was very angry to that shopkeeper. But there's only one shop, so I can't do anything. Again, next year he came back again to visit our home, then again. But this time I will give him $2 because I know he charged more. So my son went with the $2. He came back with the Coke and the $2. And said, here's your money. I said, what happened? Did he give you free? And she said, yes. He said, yes, he gave me free. I said, why? He said, because today is his son's birthday, so he's giving the gifts free. So I asked him, did you say something to him? I said, yes. And he said, no. I said, go and tell him, thank you. Why we should give him thank you? Because he's saving free. So when he charged $1 more than me, will I teach my son, go and thank him? No. Even I say the bad words to him. But when I'm receiving free, I said, go and tell him thank you. So why we give, when we, you know, the doctor said this report, but when we do ministry healing and we say, thank you, God. Why we say thank you to God? Because we know he already healed me. It's not that he is going to heal me. He healed me. That's why, thank you. We know he has done. So same thing for the finances. And you pray, God, I want this much finances. God, have you ever read in the Bible, God says only I can give you $1,000 in a month? No. He says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. But when we read Romans to Thessalonians, what does it say? In Ephesians, it says, one day I will sit my son Jesus Christ on my right hand. Does it say like this? It says, he is sitting. The done deal. So when we read even the Old Testament or even the New Testament, we read with the glasses of Romans to Thessalonians. And it says, ask and it has been given unto you. This is what God says to say. You know, pray and it shall be given unto you. In Psalm 91, it says, God will send his angels to take care of you, like my broken English. But when we read with the glasses of Romans to Thessalonians, how it says, God has already sent his angels. For what? To take care of us. So for everything. That's why God says, whatsoever we confess, whatsoever we think about with the glasses of Romans to Thessalonians. It's a done deal. You are healed. Your finances has been engraved up in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a wonderful believer in India and he just started a new business. He supplied the chickens. You know, it's like he started from maybe March. And this year, my father, he just shared with me, you know, the people. He said, he shared his testimony that the price of the chicken didn't raise. It didn't happen for last 50 years. In the summers, because, you know, it's very hot, when they bring the chicken in the truck, they die because it's hot. And when, you know, the lack of, you know, the economic, you know, you read economic. When we have demand, supply is less and demand is more, the price is really high. He said, this is my first time. I'm 70 years old. I have never seen that the price of the chicken didn't increase. Because he commanded. He didn't say, oh, I pray, thank you God, you will put down the price of the chicken. No, he said, you already put down all the price of the chicken and it didn't raise, 165. And otherwise, in last year it was 250. 165 and 250, you can see the difference. Mm-hmm. It's a great difference and he is having 165, 250 minus 165. How much leftover we have? 35? 85 rupees for one chicken. Mm-hmm. 1 kg chicken. 1 pound chicken is there. He is having profit. Mm-hmm. So who is blessing him? God. So see, just with the command, with the Romans to Thessalonians, just you say, and it will come to pass. So it's so easy, even for the finances, health, and for the laborers. If you say, God, thank you, you have sent me the laborers. I want to work for you. And if you work for God, if I work for Mr. Donnie, and we know, you know, like 1 Corinthians, I'm not going to open it, just going to finish with this verse, that your labor is in vain in the Jehovah. It says like this. No. Your labor is not in vain. So you will see the great benefits as we are seeing in life. And we know you are seeing too. When you start working for God, He's the best boss. And He will give you the best, the time for you, to move the word. He will give you time for share the word to the laborers. He will give you a good health to share the share with your labor, and He will give you the good finances, so that you have everything exceedingly above all. So this much, you know, God put in my heart to share with you, and God bless you all. Thank you so much for letting me share. Tim has something.